Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Couldn't find his butt with a GPS. They don't have a clue.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You don't have the text line on, do you?
Yeah, I got it back. What's going on with Daryl today? Come on, Goo, get your head in the game, my brother.
What do you think of the myriad things that guy could be talking about?
It's Cooper Flag.
What do you think he is talking about?
Cooper Flag for Giannis. I stand on it.
I don't think that's outlandish.
Yeah,
I wonder if we had some people we know
everybody, but like Myers, would he be in on that? And I guess it's all dependent what we miss in these. Are you okay? I saw you grabbing your elbow during the break.
I'm injured.
What?
All right. How many people we got on this YouTube chat?
Oh, 700.
We got a lot. Yep. Hundreds. Yep. Okay. So if you're on the YouTube chat, just take a look at me right now.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-oh.
I got like a, right here on my elbow.
It's tennis elbow. Right, I can already tell you from golfing.
Bursitis.
So when I, like if I go like this, let's say I put my hands together, okay? And I push against each other, I have a pain right here.
That's tennis elbow.
Right here.
And you golf
with all
a
due
lot.
Respect, Goo, I'm looking for second opinion now.
Oh, my.
It just hurts. Like, whenever I lift something.
You're old. We're old.
Is it a bottom or top of your elbow?
It is right here, like side bottom.
I diagnosed him, Evan. It's
side
tennis
bottom.
Elbow.
Can anybody help me?
With your UCL.
Oh, boy.
You know who doesn't have those problems? Who's also your age.
Yeah, you know what?
Our age, you we're different
I gotta
ages.
Look. I
Who's
got,
he talking
he's,
about?
You know who he's talking about. He's trying to stick it to me. And you know what?
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. What, you remember those? They used to have those. I'll tell you what it is in a second.
Impossible.
Let me tell you something. You know they used to have those, auction off a bachelor or a bachelorette.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
You put me up against Cruise right now, Tom Cruise,
Sonny.
But nobody knows that he's a gazillionaire movie star. I'm taking home some votes.
Well, does he get his HGH and Botox? Because that's what he's using. I'm not hating. I had it.
Come on,
that dude looks incredible. And hey, you don't have a gut, but you don't have a six
pack.
He doesn't
have a six pack either.
Have you seen him?
You can't have a six pack at all.
I was like, damn, Tom.
Dude, he's got like three shirtless scenes in Mission Impossible.
Have you ever heard of photoshopping?
No.
Does all his own stunts.
You're jealous. It's okay to be jealous. You got tennis elbow. Sit down.
He's the only guy your age with a better head of hair. It's okay.
Yeah. No, Evan, he does. Dude, his lettuce, man.
Thank you, Little Miss Trouble. He's like 5'3".
5'6".
He's smaller than Stallone.
Okay, and your point?
He's also in great shape.
I tell you, I'm just saying, put a side-by-side with nobody knowing that he's a movie star. I'm getting some votes.
Tiny.
You don't think?
No, he's got better skin. You got good skin, but it ain't his.
Dude, I'm half Italian. I tan as well as anybody.
Well, no, I just wanted to come in and apologize to you because yesterday I came down, you know, people your age's road, and I saw one last night in a movie.
Watergate.
Yeah, exactly.
That one will never die.
Well, Cruz remembers Watergate. How old is that ass?
I think he's 61.
Dude, he's killing it. But he has both all this stuff that make you look good.
He's synthetic, dude.
He's got great form.
It's like LeBron without his million-dollar product in his body. Rick Bucher, by the way.
Yes, what about him?
Going in and insinuating, and Rick's a friend of mine. I got him in the Rolodex. We should have him on, said people in the league, coaches, players kind of know Bron uses enhancement study. I couldn't believe it. Do you think Bron could be on the...
I don't get involved in that.
Well, Father Time, Curry's kicking Father Time's ass.
Okay, did we say it about him?
No.
Oh, why?
Because he ain't got trap muscles coming out.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Why don't you get a photo of Curry as a rookie and look at him now and ask yourself that question?
No, he put that work in. He put that work in.
So did Cruz.
Dude, Evan, it was a great movie. Just not in the...
Wait, did you see it?
Yeah, I told you.
Mission Impossible?
Do you listen to me? Saturday, my son and I went and watched it.
I thought you and Evan saw the same...
Not enough love scenes for me, though, Evan. A good movie has it all. A love interest.
Oh, my gosh.
Action. I didn't get that. I wanted, and he was flirting, but nothing happened. I left.
See, this is where Cruz has elevated into a different tier because he understands that he's at an age, looking around the landscape, he says, I don't want to come off as Belichick. I don't want to be the guy with young Leo DiCaprio-esque girlfriend.
You never age out of it.
Well, that's
if it's believable. Like, good-looking dude, he can get it.
He does have a six-pack.
No, man, he got the stuff I used to have on the side. Higher, what is that, Evan? On the side of the six pack.
The gutters?
Yeah, fat. It's called fat.
No.
It's called spare tires.
Gills.
The muscles are on top of the six pack on the sides. What do you call that, Evan? I used to have them.
Obliques?
Yeah. No.
The V? The taper? Yeah,
but they're muscles. Cool. You got the six packs and then they're on the side and you're like, the women used to be like, oh, God. You would count
this
them.
This is bad defense. You're reaching, as you would like to say.
What do you call that? Like Floyd Mayweather has. All boxers.
Abdominals.
Where in the body are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, you got your abs. Okay. And then right here, you got muscles.
Pecs?
Like one to...
No, your that's pecs?
Your, no, that's your chest.
Your traps? Or no, sorry, your lats? Your lats?
Sometimes, I mean, Lord, just give me the power to get through.
Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike!
Hey, Philmo, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Good to hear.
I just think that Guru, you've been kind of wrong the last, or I've been, let me not, you're not wrong, because I may not be wrong, right? But your opinion has been kind of off. So you would take Giannis, who we already know who he is. Sometimes knowing somebody who they are is not a good thing. You know he don't shoot free throws well, right? We know that he's kind of injury prone. We know his age is what it is. Hooper Flagg, in my opinion, is a big deal.
He
has like some buzz. So like my point is like you usually go for the ha ha. Like, Cooper Flagg is all that in a bag of chips. He Caucasian. All that good. He got it. Not saying that that's the reason why, but, he's like a big hype. Like, that buzz along and that mystery can add to the intrigue of, man, you linking Cooper Flagg with Steph Curry. Who's not a better example of who to be like a superstar you should carry yourself after than Steph Curry? You get the modem and so many storylines. I think you're really shutting down, like you're seeing Giannis like as a finished package, but Cooper Flagg could be better than Giannis.
No, hey, Mike, I'm not to cut you off. He could, but what if he doesn't get to that level? Giannis is still a top five player, and you put him with Curry, and then you got life after Curry to where you don't got to watch the seed grow. The plant is Giannis. I'm just saying.
I think honestly, it'd be much more cooler for Cooper Flagg because when Steph Lee, you truly gotta. Yeah. Okay, I understand. Huh. If he don't pan out, but if he does pan out, you got the face of the league. You went from Steph Curry to another face of the league. Like, come on, you got to think about that. Then you got Steve Kerr in his ear. You got Mike Dunleavy in his ear. You got Draymond giving him some grit, some toughness, some no. He ain't gonna be no punk. Like that would be. Oh my God, that would be the greatest thing.
Wow,
I would want Cooper Flagg more than Wimby. For real,
because really?
He got more draw. I'm saying as far as like appeal for the way I want my team to play, I want Cooper Flagg over Wimby. Wimby kind of, he a big man. Sometimes big men don't translate. And he's from France.
Mike, I got to be honest with you. I love everything you're saying, but if I had a penny for every time you mentioned Caucasian, so you think that's something. Like, you like that.
Well, no, I mean, it's a good thing. I'm not a racist.
No, I know you're not. I'm just, yeah, you said it like it's the next coming of Larry Bird.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
I didn't call you racist.
He got a lot of hype. That's a beautiful thing. That's a great thing. The great white hype. That would be awesome for the Bay. We need that energy.
So, Goo, did you just, thanks, Phil.
And it was obliques I was looking for, Evan.
Well, he said obliques.
Did
Evan? Of course, you didn't listen.
No, I'm fighting for my life. So, Theodore Rand, Goo, you're the worst at describing.
He's talking about the baby backs.
My man.
I just thought it was funny the way, I thought you were talking about, like, I don't know, a white race car driver.
The Caucasian?
A Caucasian. I thought you said a Caucasian.
Brad Pitt.
I told you guys about what you've been doing here lately.
Which is what?
It's boring.
What are you doing?
We ain't going down the racial road, but we have been. Cause in
Let's
the,
do it. Let's
in
go
the
down the racial
room,
road.
I said cream rises to the top. And then my two whiter counterparts laughing, hee-hawing. And I'm like, what could they be laughing? What did I miss? Guru, it's not top. It's not crop. I didn't say crop.
You did.
You did. So here we
and
go
you actually,
again.
You've actually said it once on the air and then once in private. Can we get to Bobby Marks?
By the way, before we
do.
You know what else we would be seeing, speaking of Caucasians?
Okay.
Is Cooper Flagg being paired in Golden State with his favorite team select teammate.
Oh my gosh, how did we forget?
Remember
I know
when
you
played
know, Steiny.
For the Team USA select team last summer?
Remember who he said, his favorite?
His favorite teammate.
I actually, I'm drawing a blank.
Pods can dunk. Remember he said Pods?
He said it was Pajemski.
All white backcourt. Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
You
want to send Jimmy Butler into ruin the franchise mode, go draft Cooper Flagg. He wouldn't stand for it.
Oh, what?
Hey, by the way, okay, yeah. I'm gonna tell you something.
Okay.
So,
I'm telling you, you got tennis elbow.
You're all over social media.
I wouldn't say
that. And sometimes stuff pops up on my feed. What's Jimmy Butler doing?
Can I tell you what
Did
I
you
think
see
is?
Him? Yeah. He was like getting new clothes.
We'll be fine.
And
he's living his best life. Hey. Why are you questioning it, though? Tell us what you're really trying to say.
Okay, I will tell you what I'm really trying to say.
I have a formula, but I'm in the lab with it.
Okay. I am really getting the sense that Jimmy Butler is a huge, huge Jimmy Butler fan.
T.O. loves him to T.O. I love that. Nothing wrong with it.
The audacity.
I'm a little worried about my guy, Jimmy Butler.
But there's more, Stoddy. Keep going.
No, it's like he was at he had a video where he's clearly at a clothing store that's clearly unbelievably high end.
Right. Nothing wrong with it.
And it's like a video of him trying something on and he's looking at himself in the mirror and he's saying, oh yeah. Oh yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah, I
like that. Yeah. That's a nice fit. And I'm thinking, boy, times have changed.
Yeah.
It is kind of strange for how reclusive he appears to be in person.
Exactly.
How expressive he is on social media.
Yeah.
Like, he has a massive following, but he posts a lot of stuff about himself.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Our friend Jim Molay just said it. Gotta learn, and this is what I teach my kids, gotta learn to love yourself before you can love others, Steiny. That was personalized to you and Evan.
Well,
I mean, it's okay to love yourself.
Self-love?
But it's not cool to worship yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Well, there's cameras everywhere. IG
well, especially
is about,
from his
let
handler.
Let me show you what I'm eating.
He has a handler. He's got a video.
Okay. People follow him. He's a big deal. So if you were out golfing and somebody said, I want to film you doing whatever you do.
For how much?
Okay, well,
how much?
Yeah.
Exactly. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
You've been on one in a good way, and I don't want to read this, but I will because it's probably going to get you upset. Stani, you should know something about having an oversized ego. Theodore Rand.
I'm as humble as it gets.
Next question.
Okay.
Some would say, okay. Why do you need to be humble?
One of my strengths, and I've had it my entire life.
Okay.
And it's a... and I'm
now,
not...
Now, we want to know why you would have to be humble. Like, who are you? But go ahead. I'm listening. Your
Set
entire life.
One of the things that I excel at, and it's because my parents made me who I am, is I've got a sense of humility that others don't have. In other words, even though to outsiders, my life looks super impressive, I look super successful, I've got it all going on, I don't view myself like that. I view myself as just another guy punching the clock, trying to be as positive and uplifting and as good a citizen as I can be. But I don't have an outsized ego. Goo, I had a marginal playing career. I had a pretty modest professional career. Sure, I conquered any kind of media platform that I was presented with.
Who's this guy?
But in the grand scheme of things, it really wasn't anything to be overly proud of. And that's why you and I are different, because you're seeking out something from fame and fortune.
Oh my.
Like you're
now I get
you're
hit
really
it.
Hungry
please.
For a fame and a fortune and a notoriety and to be recognized. And I'm just telling you, Goo, as somebody who I have that at my fingertips. It's still not all it's cracked up to be.
You're the king of humble brag, man. That was wow. But unfortunately, Snotty, the committee deems you
one guy,
a narcissist.
Right? One guy.
You are. And it's okay. Just own it. And that's what Jimmy's doing.
And that's what life's about.
Yeah.
I am Jake Paul.
Okay, there we go. Jimmy Butler, man.
What about
now, has any one person texted or called? I'm being honest. Thank you, Mike. This said I would take Giannis. Am I Gilligan?
No.
No, stop.
You know what? And I always have to do this.
Am I Gilligan?
Because some people aren't familiar with the show. 650, please tell me this is shtick. Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
To some degree.
Yeah.
Not all degree. You know.
But you are successful in life. Depending on what scale you're looking at it.
I should be.
You got a home.
I should be more well compensated. That's my only gripe.
For
but,
what?
But money doesn't buy
happiness.
Are
you talking
happiness.
About here?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, you got to have a take. So that's part of the calculation. You can't just rip mine and get the big dollars, Donnie. You got to bring something to the table. You do. But you know how to just...
Know how to just what?
Well, you've never been in trouble.
Yes, I have.
Because when they take
and
you
that's
down
the other
to the
thing.
Place,
and that's
they
the other
have
thing.
Somebody come in and talk
no.
to you. You know you messed up,
I forgot
up,
about
right?
this.
You're you great know, at that.
You were inaccurate again as soon as you came in today. Okay, he turns the corner.
What?
He turns the corner into the room.
Yeah, and he I greet both of you.
Hey, guys. And I looked at him and like nodded. And he's like, I said hello. And I was like, okay. And he said, Stani, I got to tell you something, man. You're lucky that we don't have a relationship
I admit it.
In the pen.
Yeah, prison.
You're lucky we're not in the pen.
Yeah. because I could have did some things to you.
And let me ask you this, mouth. How many times have you been behind bars?
It don't matter.
I've been behind bars twice.
Well, once for me.
Twice.
Yeah.
So
once for me.
You wouldn't.
No, but I've had people in that culture, in that life, and we've sat up in the ones that want to talk to you about it and tells you what goes on, Stoney. Like when I come in, Evan, it's respect. Hey, D, how you doing, Goo? I look forward to that. And you look me up and down like a vegetable you don't want to eat. Like looking at, I'm like, I didn't sleep with you last night. Just what's up? And I don't play those morning games with you. So when you see old Goo come through, just holler. What up? That's it?
Monkey bars don't count, Steiny.
When, what did you go to, please?
I told you this twice.
You've taken a mugshot.
I went to
jaywalking?
No, it was a bad stretch of a weekend in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
You tear a house up?
Okay, so.
Uh-oh.
You want to hear the story?
Tales from the Pit. Give it to us.
So I'm.
I can lick it up.
No, you can't. I'm not on a rap sheet.
Okay.
I'm in.
Don't lie.
Hyannis, Cape Cod, and going out with a buddy of mine. And he had too much to drink, and he was driving, and I was in the passenger side.
Oh, boy.
But I wasn't driving.
I got you.
I just.
You know how
so
goes.
He gets a DUI.
Yikes.
And then they had to, I was like, all right, like they're taking him in. And I'm like, all right, Todd, see you later. Yeah, good luck. And they're like, well, you're not going anywhere. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, you're coming with.
Oh, man.
I'm like, why? I'm 21 years old. I'm drunk, but I wasn't driving. And they're like, you're coming with us to protective custody.
Dude.
I'm like,
are you all
what are you talking about? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you have been drinking, so now we're taking you to the clink too.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not in this one.
Who came and got
so,
you?
Nobody. So I go to the Hyannisport jail, and my buddy Todd is in one clink.
Sounds like the nicest jail in the world.
And I'm in the other clink, and you know, we got in there about 1 a.m. and you know, now I'm in there and I'm like, I can't believe I'm in here, but fine, I'll get out of here in a second. And an hour later, it's about 2 a.m. and Todd's dad comes to bail out Todd.
Yeah.
And so I hear him kind of faintly. Oh, Todd's getting out. And I hear my buddy say, my buddy Todd,
what'd you say to
his dad, hey, what about a Matt? And his dad goes, yeah, I have no idea who he is. He's on his own. So he gets out. I fall asleep, and now it's about 6 a.m. And I'm saying, all right, hey, get me out of here.
Or give me a phone call.
I said, you know, I haven't done anything. And they said, well, you're in protective custody now, so the only way you get out is if you pass a breathalyzer. But we can't hold you more than 12 hours. So I blew it like 7 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
And they wouldn't let me out. So you can. And so it was 11 a.m. And I'm like, I want to get out of here. And I blew again. Anyway, I didn't get out till 2, which was 12 hours after I'd been booked.
Oh, man, what a story.
Then.
Did your parents find out?
No. No. They did find out about, that was just the one night. 2 nights later, I found myself in jail again.
For what?
So, fighting. I've never been in a fight in my life.
Sounds like you've barely been to jail.
So I get back Saturday after that nightmare, have the weekend, and now it's like, I'm starting a job on Monday, painting. And I had to go to the next town over, and I didn't have a car. And so my buddy had a motorcycle, and he's like, you can take the motorcycle. And I was like, oh, I'll just take the motorcycle to work. I drove and got on the motorcycle, started it, got about 2 blocks from home. And the next thing I know, I'm getting pulled over by a cop.
For what?
And he goes, where's your helmet? And I said, yeah, I don't have one. He goes, you need a helmet to ride a motorcycle. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't have one. Right, let me see your license. I give him my driver's license. He's like, no, where's your motorcycle license? I'm like, what? I have a car license, the same thing, right? And they're like, no, you need a motorcycle license. So you don't have that either. I'm like, no. And he's like, all right, give me the insurance. I said, I don't know where the insurance is. He checks. My buddy Horace didn't have any insurance. He cuffed me. I said, there's really no need to put handcuffs on me. And they took me like a half hour away to Hyannis.
How long was this visit?
I spent another like 4 hours in the jail. This was during daytime. And then eventually I saw the judge and got fined something. And then they left. They let me go. And I'm...
Where are your parents?
They're... I was working away from home, I was like working at the shore.
So were you in there with some tough guys?
Both times I was in there alone.
That explains a lot. Oh, damn, they call that downtime, Stoney.
So did you keep the job?
The painting?
No.
And did you make it day one?
No. No, I never made it there.
Wow.
And, I owed Horace Madison $600 because they impounded the bike. I couldn't afford to get it out.
Well, he should have known you didn't have insurance. I wouldn't have paid it.
I should have known.
Well,
he give you a bike without insurance on it?
And a helmet.
Hey, you know what? Great Alex Rodriguez once. It was a loosey-goosey period.
That's pretty good stuff.
All right. Oh, boy.
You got us through that segment.
Well, I got us through it, but we'll see what the boss thought
of it. I saved the day.
All right. We'll come back and more prison stories on 95.7 The Game. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show.
Let's go.
Who sings this?
Who's this guy?
Nobody seems to know.
That is terrible.
Tim Hathaway.
There you go.
Teed up. When are you going to be able to carry a segment like I just did?
Well, I got to be honest. Only the Lord knows what was going through my mind as you talked about your stories. And my mentor, one of the people.
You have one?
Mark Ibanez. He hates our show or radio when people talk about their golf game or just their life. He wants ball. And while you got to the second story, I said, oh, my God, thank God he's not listening because he would probably pull over or wreck. Check my phone, no text from him, so we're good.
Well, I got one from him.
You got to be kidding me. What did?
And I really don't know what to make of it.
Well, I'll help you out.
Mark Ibanez, the great Mark Ibanez, former KTVU sports anchor, program director, all-around good guy, Mitchell. Has made it clear to both Guru and myself that he's not a big fan of the off-sports topic stuff. You know, he'd rather dissect Adamus.
Yeah, gotcha.
For two or three segments. And so he said that was riveting radio.
Oh.
So I can only imagine he's
backhanded
kidding.
Compliment. Yeah. He wasn't feeling it.
No, he wasn't. So.
Nobody knew you were a jailbird, though.
He deserved it.
Somebody's saying the drunk tank doesn't count.
Yeah.
What did you say you wanted to get into on this segment?
Sports?
No, you had an answer. I can't remember what it was, though. Remember you said, I said, where do you want to go on this next segment? You're like, boom. And I was like, great idea. And now.
Evan's fault. Yeah, Evan came in here, read us the riot act.
I know.
There's a big meeting going on outside.
Still?
Dude, it's still going on. No, it's been 3 hours.
Evan, you did,
every
I
time
appreciate
I open
you.
This door,
no doubt.
This guy gives
That's
me the look
he
of hell.
Like that.
Okay.
You are the man. I thought that thing was done.
Anyway, Mark Ibanez says, it was nice to go through a segment and not hear the words Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, that, wow.
Very rare on your station, he says.
Well, we've been talking Giants.
But refreshing.
But seriously, Steiny.
Yeah.
When I bring up, back to the Giants, when you look at the Padres and you look at the Dodgers and you look at the star power, I know I'm the guy that says, worry about what's going on in your house. Don't you need a name, though? Don't you need something? The fans are coming out. They're doing their part. But Mike Trout to the Giants, in the outfield, in the DA, what, isn't it time, though? Adamus was a great star buster. But if you really want to put the analytics to the test with this team, I'm tired of watching the Yazzes. I'm tired of watching it was Flores up until this season. I'm tired of watching Lamont Wade Jr. Like, Steiny, don't they need an infusion of
youth? Yeah.
Something that was a guy. No,
mean like a
Mike Trout, he'll do right now. I even ran it by Shasky. He was in on it. I'm sure Bonte wouldn't be. Ibanez is probably in on it.
Listen.
The fans deserve to have something like a Barry Bonds, even if we know it's not that.
Oh.
Trout's not done. There's a risk involved. Talk to me.
I'll tell you. Well, let me go to Evan.
Why me?
Because people get mad when I disagree with Goo, so I ask you to do it instead.
And yet you continue to do it.
I said I'm for Trout. Go ahead and get Trout.
Oh.
Why not?
Evan?
But I'm not under any illusion that all of a sudden they're going to turn into a juggernaut at the plate. That's all.
Does this team need a little personality? I'm not saying that's why I'd go get Trout. I'm going to get Trout for the baseball part of it. But now I'm looking at Evan before you answer. The Giants need some guys.
Yeah, I mean, if the Giants are a failing museum, you go get a piece of art that someone wants to stare at every once in a while.
Damn.
And at least they have a reason to go to your museum.
Hey, Jim Millay, lay off. Trout will be great for 30 games.
You think I'll play that many?
Oh, man.
I mean, if
lay
you could
off
get,
my guy,
well,
I'm
wait
trying.
A wait a minute. You think you could get 30 games out of him?
Oh, man.
Oh, well, then I absolutely go get him.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Last night.
He did. if this doesn't improve, let's just say by the All-Star break, Steiny, then Buster, year one, is going to have to do something at the deadline in regard to getting a bat.
Yeah, that, and they've done that a lot at the deadline. Why would you think Posey's going to go get one?
That was a hell of an analogy.
What?
Well, he's got two fossils this offseason.
Adames is not a fossil.
He'll be soon.
Wow, I got to tell you, Evan is worrying me about Adames.
Well, he did it today. It was announced he was coming. I'm like, dude, I didn't want to tell him you're lightweight hating.
Who, but dude, him?
Yeah, nine airs. Forget the bat.
Would you?
Nine airs.
How many have led to unearned runs?
Well, we
That's
did.
That's the number.
No, we did. What was the number? The defensive wins against replacement or runs or whatever, and he was like second to last. Oh, Evan was out Friday. But what about this? What production this early are you not getting from Matt Chapman? Matt, I'm throwing you in this one. And Adames. Shortstop and third base are killing you offensively. I'm just...
And remember...
what I'm watching. I just said it.
I think you were the one... Was it you? Oh, no, Shasky. I had this discussion with Shasky.
Okay.
Before the season. He was like, Adames and Chapman, that may be the best defensive left side of an infield in the National League. And I guess that's not correct now, but my point was, okay, so? Like, that's great. You have the best defensive shortstop and third baseman, but like, there's seven other positions on the floor.
Well.
Or on the field.
Yeah.
You know, I...
But those are two important positions when you have them locked down. You know what I mean? Like, when they're going good, and that's why the Giants are winning with pitching, defense. But Verlander, Steiny, I mean, and again, I'm not mad, but when it was announced he was coming, I'm like, he's Trout, basically. Are we shocked that he's out? Or, and this probably will be what, you know, he is the rest of the season. He's not the Detroit Tigers 2012 Verlander. That's what I'm saying.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's so hard. I don't even throw that at the feet of Buster, because guys are stepping up, you know, in the rotation. But my expectations for Verlander, Steiny, are low. That's all.
Now, it's a throwaway line. You just used it. I'm not throwing Verlander at the feet of Buster Posey. Why not? He signed him. He was the second biggest free agent signing next to Adames, and he's been every bit as bad, although he's been hurt.
Right.
Like, what? Yes, you can throw Verlander and Adames at the feet of Buster Posey.
No, I got Adames all day.
Okay, what about Verlander?
But what were you expecting?
I didn't expect him to get hurt this early.
Well, I did. Like, I'm not even going to say I did. I'm not surprised. He is the old Cadillac with almost 200,000 miles.
Why are you not surprised that Verlander's gotten hurt, but you're shocked that Curry and Butler got hurt?
Well, Butler
it's the same
a fall.
Situation.
That wasn't versatility.
Hey, what about Steph?
That one, that'll hurt me forever.
Right, but do you hold it against Kerr and Dunleavy because Steph got hurt and Kerr ran him into the ground late in the season?
No, they ran themselves in the ground by not handling business. But it's totally different, man. I know Verlander's a Buster guy. I get it. I just, like, I'm going to ask you, Sonny, what did you think? He was going to make every start? Like, we've seen this.
No, I just don't think it's that hard. And I don't know why sometimes you're bold and sometimes you shrivel. Like, Buster Posey signed two free agents, and a third of the way through the season, they stink.
And my
Both
point
of them
is,
stink, and one's hurt.
But they didn't parallel each other. Like, when the news came that Adames was coming, I was like, oh, my God.
Okay.
8.4 on the Richter scale. And when Verlander came, and maybe I was one of them, a 3.4. Like, this dude's been old. He's past his prime. Are we shocked that he's hurt? And I'm just telling you, he may come back and be guns blazing. I'm not. And I know you're like, well, Guru, it's early, but I'm not.
It's more about Posey and, like, why wouldn't you hold Posey accountable for the two free agent signings he made? And maybe they'll both turn out to be great. But right now, they look bad. Mm. Really bad.
I ain't arguing that.
Well, then just say, you know,
no, we're only June 3rd.
Goo.
Don't put your hand up
goo.
At me.
Goo?
Yeah. Put your glasses back on.
What? It's okay to criticize Buster Posey as a general manager.
But the theme for today is, I don't care what city we're in, it's June 3rd. And right. It might be too late for, like, dude's got to get going. We said that, but we can't make no overall analysis to say this is a failure yet. We got to do
that. It's off to a terrible start.
No doubt about it. So, and we've said that for 3 hours.
So say.
I said it at 10:04.
Right. But you're talking about the team. You're not. Okay, just say you're giving Posey a grace period. That's fine. How many years does he get? How many did you give Farhan? I'm being that serious.
We gave him too much time. Stop.
And this is still Farhan's team.
Well, it's not, because we're going to see, like, Ibanez. I was talking to him over the weekend, and we were talking about the bats and the confidence he had. Forget the penny saying, in God we trust.
Okay.
And Buster, he trusts. And I was like, you know what? It's a new regime, let's, a new guy at the helm. He's earned that. He has not messed anything up.
Who?
Even the Buster. Like, this will be his first.
The team looks exactly the same as it's always looked. Don't you agree with that?
But it's not, though.
Why? Because what do you mean it's not?
I think we're trying to do something too early. You're acting like we're 4 months in and Adamus is doing this. Then it's, hey, we got a problem.
No, the one thing that I want to be clear.
And he hasn't been able to operate at a deadline yet, Buster.
Okay.
So I'm giving him that benefit of the doubt.
Who have been, do you want me to go to Evan here or do you want to answer it? Who have been the most productive Giants this season?
Ramos and Flores in Webb.
And he's got nothing to do with Ramos.
Okay.
He's got nothing to do with Flores. And he's got nothing to do with Webb. Those aren't his guys.
Right, but that's not fair.
Well, yes, it is. It's totally fair.
Well, we could do that with Bob Myers and the Warriors. Like, we're talking, like, okay, what do you want me to do with that? That's for every and anybody that takes over a job in that position. If we start, hey, you're not under this regime, we're not under, like, okay, what's your point?
My point is that look at Posey has not done anything. Like, this is a continuation of the Giants under Latter Sabian, or let's say Bobby Evans, Farhan, and Posey. And he's only been there, what, a year, Posey? It was the first big thing.
And they're six games over.
Right. But you're upset about the bats. All I'm saying is the team that's producing right now, he's had nothing to do with any of the players who are producing right now. They're all Farhan guys. So I think it's fair to say, not criticize Posey, but be like, yes.
Like, so far, Lamont Wade Jr.'s not on his hand, on his watch.
What about Chapman?
What about
Chapman's on his hands.
Okay.
How's he doing this year?
Well, with the glove. I mean, like, that's a guy that I suspect he'll probably have 20 to 25 home runs. He probably will. Okay. So I don't know what you want me to do with breaking down whose guy is whose guy when.
How about this?
The guy's in not even
this?
year one of his tenure.
People are way more willing to give Buster Posey the benefit of the doubt because he's Buster Posey as opposed to Farhan Zaidi, who's Farhan Zaidi.
Okay.
That's the bottom line.
I agree.
And there's
but
no.
But you understand now, we're not even close to that, though.
There's.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What do you mean?
I guess like, it would take a season and then an off season for me to even,
to
conjure up that score. Because I think it would be unfair because Buster doesn't have the at-bats that Farhan's had.
Well, he's had three. He's had three at-bats, right?
Well, I kind of was mean in off seasons.
Well, I mean, I'll give him all the credit in the world for
Chapman.
What
you're saying.
I'll give him, what I'm saying is, I'm not criticizing him, but Buster Posey at the helm has he yielded any result? And I guarantee you Willard's listening. Okay. He'll probably have an answer. But like, can anybody show me anything tangible on the field where you say, yeah, things look better under Posey? I get it. We've only played 60, 65 games, but this looks like the exact same team and entity they've been for 3 years.
Okay. Let's just say, Steiny, it's baseball. Don't you kind of understand that? If we were in Texas and the same thing would happen, it would be that same for the names in there. Like, this is just the natural evolution of taking over a job after somebody's been in for 6 years. It's going to be hard to say, hey, new guy, tell me what, you know what I mean? Like, he's got so many seeds planted, and I'm not, Buster, in regard to, we'll be able to judge him accordingly. There's going to be a bunch of more moves. But to say, you know, 2 months in, looking at this team, where's your, you know, input? Where are your guys? It's too early for that to me.
Okay. Well, I think it's too early to say.
Adamas is a bust.
No, of course. All right. I think it's too early for you to be as concerned or critical of the hitting.
Well, that's fair.
All I'm saying is, I haven't noticed any difference in the Giants since Posey took over.
But, okay,
that's
I
all.
Guess this is where I'm going with
have
that.
Have you? Is there any, like, I'm not saying he should be fired.
Yeah.
And if you say he deserves a grace period, then he deserves a grace period.
I just feel like what's exciting to me, and I got to believe Giant fans, Steiny, well, and you tell me, he has not used up one iota of the benefit of the doubt yet, Buster.
You don't think?
No, and that's why guys like Ibanez, just Giant fans, can't wait for this deadline because they believe in Buster that much. And let's put another rat on the table. If no Buster, do you sign Adamas? Does he come here with no Buster?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
Evan, I would love to hear from both of you.
I think the answer is yes after hearing Posey talk about Adamas wanting to come here.
Mm. I think you said no Buster, he was picking here regardless.
if they were going to offer him 182, yeah, I think they would have. I think he would have still come. I think it's a fair question. Yeah.
But I know where you're at on it, E.
I don't think that he does. I also don't think that Matt Chapman gets an extension last year.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, no, I mean, there's nothing wrong either way.
He earned that one, Chappie, wouldn't we say?
I don't know. Yeah, he earned it, but I don't know if he would have wanted to stay here.
Oh, okay, gotcha. No, Snotty, I just think, I'm not mad at the question. I just think it's lightweight unfair to be like, hey, you just put the cake in the oven. It's 5 minutes went by. I'm ready to taste it. Well, it's still baking.
No, it's not baking. It's still raw, is what I'm saying.
I think it's unfair.
No, I jump in real quick? I'm not criticizing Posey.
I'm just saying you are.
Up to this point, they don't look discernibly different than the last 3 years.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's unfair that people expected things to all of a sudden be different. Like, there's these articles written about them moving the analytics offices, or how the vibe was different, or the culture is going to be, a little more baseball centric. And it's like, sure, that all could be true, but it's not going to change in one offseason.
Wow. So it's like watching a movie, Stoney, the 15 minutes in, and you want me to tell you how it was.
It's more than 15 minutes.
Also, if they were good, like, to be fair, a lot of people thought they were going to be a 86 to 90 win team potentially last season when they signed all those players. And then they got hit by injuries.
Yes.
You lost bets.
The last 4 years, I've been in on the Giants to make that push at the end, not to win the division, Stoney, to kind of, they're going to get hot. And it has, for whatever reason, it has not happened. And I just look around the diamond.
You think
forget Buster. I just see a lot of guys I'm tired of watching hit at the dish. That's all. And Lamont Wade Jr., I was once your biggest fan. Yeah, like, when's the end? Luciano's coming, Stoney. And you could laugh. Oh, he's batting 220.
He has nothing to do with Luciano either. But Luciano comes up and produces, that's another guy that's not his.
But I think that part of it is going to take care of itself. I just want the team to win and be successful. And I want to watch action-packed baseball where a team that's hitting the ball. And right now, they're not.
Here's what, to be honest, for a while. Okay, here's what I'm getting at. Okay, there's about four Giants that over the last 3 years, people are fed up with. Yastrzemski. Nobody likes Yastrzemski. Everybody wants somebody better than Yastrzemski. But they haven't been able to find anybody better than Yastrzemski, right? Because that's why Yastrzemski's still a mainstay in the lineup.
No doubt.
Okay. Posey, at least this year, didn't find anybody better than Yastrzemski. He didn't find anybody.
Or he gave him another chance.
Better than Flores. Right.
Who's been a godsend.
He hasn't found anybody better than Lamont Wade Jr. yet.
All right.
So all I'm saying is we're still seeing the same names. And yes, I'm not saying it's not going to take time, but I do think what I'm saying right now is probably a response to the Bay Area media that sometimes presents, oh boy, now we got Posey. Everything's going to be different.
Yeah.
Farhan was a joke. He didn't know the game. He was too into analytics. He had no personal relationship with guys.
But Sonny, I know what a fan is. I got to be honest. It's like Steph taking over the Warrior job. You're going to romanticize and give that guy.
Sure.
And Buster hasn't, I don't believe, used any of it yet. Like, nothing's gotten, there hasn't been a disaster or Adames is still early, but you romanticize that in Buster we trust. And everything Evan said about the clubhouse, the vibe, it's more about baseball. All that stuff takes time to grow too.
Okay.
And maybe in August.
Okay. Did you
start to see the fruits of that, you know?
Did you trust Farhan at the beginning?
I did, because I was sold that he was smarter than everybody. So I didn't rip him early on, but then it became a joke. Then you fired your manager when you should have been gone. The guy you had picked, the one you won 107. Can I ask you an honest question right now? In this, you could go, where are you going? What are your thoughts on Bob Melvin, the baseball manager? Forget he's the Giant manager right now. We're having a real
time. He's fine.
All right.
What do you think?
Now, when you say fine, like, can you elaborate a little bit?
I think he's kind of nondescript.
Mm. A difference maker?
No, I don't think so. Do you?
I thought so, but like, okay. The A's lost to Detroit all the times in the playoffs where he was managing the A's and
this is
the
gonna
Royals.
Sound,
I'm like,
this is going to sound.
I don't know.
What'd you say about difference maker?
Is he on your list of baseball manager difference makers?
No. In fact, that's what I was getting at. In a crazy kind of way, and I know some might interpret this wrong, Kapler was more of a difference maker as manager than Melvin because...
I can't wait for this.
Because he was involved in everything, and the lineup changed every day, and he pinched hit 17 times a game. And 1 year, everything fell into place, and you're damn right, man. Kapler and Farhan had a lot to do with them somehow winning 107 games.
And I get, you know what? I'm not mad at that. I don't know if a lot of people would agree, but it's your opinion. But also, too, I'm being unfair because I got to say this about Melvin. The situation that happened in San Diego to where he couldn't get that, I believe, clubhouse right, and it cost him his gig. And I know he was, you know, got into it with management. But I don't know, Stoney. I guess I'm expecting more from Melvin, but – would Wadi Herzog have these dudes hitting any better? Because he's doing, they're fielding, they're pitching.
Well, not Adames. Yeah.
I don't know, it's just a thought I had, man.
I'm sure Willard will set us straight. Straight. He'll set me straight.
Yeah, well, tell the people I'll be gone. I got a doctor appointment, so you'll be with them by yourself. I told you early, and
numbers are numbers.
See, this is one.
So you're leaving at 2?
Yeah, no, 148. This one you go double agent. You knew I was leaving at 148, but yeah, like it's bad news.
Okay.
You get more run.
So I don't want more run at the end of a show. Oh. I want to pack it in. Everybody who knows me knows I want to pack it in. But hold on a second. Okay, so tomorrow, you know, it's summertime.
Annie, tomorrow.
So seriously, I just want to know how you view this and how Evan views this. Oh, so you going to Kaiser? Okay, you're not even gonna you're leaving in 3 minutes. Yeah. Fair, I'm not, no judgment.
Walnut Creek.
Okay, it's summertime,
and that's what life's about.
You know how I like to golf on Wednesdays. I mean, if I could get out of here at 1:48 on Wednesdays, oh my God, that's a game changer for getting to the course at a more reasonable hour.
Well, if
would you allow me to leave at 1:48 tomorrow to play
golf?
Oh my God,
Steiny, this show would not stop without you.
Okay, would Willard?
Yes.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, number one, he's talking about one Wednesday for a medical appointment. You're asking now for every single Wednesday to go golfing.
Just tomorrow for now.
No, the fact that you don't got the hold on, Willard is not your boss. So to hell with what he would have to say about it. Dibs is not your boss, nor am I and Evan. You go in there man to man and say, hey, look, Chief, I'm trying to golf. The show.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound as good.
You're not. I love you, and you're talented, but you're not Johnny Carson. The show will go on without you. It truly will. Willard Dibbs and I would be okay.
What about the listeners?
You'd have to ask
would
them.
Would they be okay?
You want me to stay till 2?
No.
Now you want
me
to risk getting late?
No, dead okay. Serious. I don't want you to stay till 2. I want you to get that knee checked out.
Well, you
so
got
you can
an
get
elbow.
Back on the court and no, get hurt again.
You got an elbow issue. I don't like
you
it.
You know what?
It's tennis elbow.
Come to think of it, I think I'm going to go see the doctor tomorrow instead of play golf at about 1:48 on 95.7. Oh, crossover next on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.